Steve Morris, you've been up following the counts in Wales all night. 4 years ago, Labour was humiliated in the land of their fathers, but last night there was only one winner.
Absolutely. Labour are delighted with how they fared this year. I was also here last year for the Assembly elections, when they did pretty well. They got 30 of the 60 seats then. And at that time, they said, we're going to do really well this time next year. And they really have. They're absolutely delighted.
So where did it all go right for them then? What sort of towns?
Well, they're kind of the towns, some of the towns you'd expect them to do well, they lost when Gordon Brown was very unpopular as a Prime Minister. Places like Swansea and Newport in the south, also further in the north, the town of Wrexham, they've done well there. But the real star, the jewel in the crown, is Cardiff, where they have done amazingly well. They started off with 14 councillors. All the votes aren't in yet, but they reckon, they've just been telling me, they think they might get something like 44.
And that would give them an overall majority in Cardiff.
Yep, they would be in control of Cardiff City Council for the first time in 8 years. The Lib Dems have been in charge for the last 8 years in various ways. First as a minority government, a minority council, and then acting in coalition with Plaid. But no, that would give Labour overall control and a handsome majority as well.
So that result in Cardiff then brings us on from the winners to the losers. You've got a four-party system in Wales, as well as a lot of independents. If Labour's up, who's going down?
Everybody else. Nobody's done very well at all. The Lib Dems have done very badly here as everywhere. They were governing in those places I've mentioned, again, in various forms, Wrexham, Swansea, Newport. They're out of power there. They've lost in Cardiff. The Conservatives have done quite badly in some of their heartland constituencies, such as the Vale of Glamorgan and Monmouthshire. Plaid Cymru haven't done very well, even though they've got a shiny new leader, Leanne Wood, who everybody was very excited about. She's only been in the job a few weeks and months, so she needs a bit more time to get herself sorted, I think. But they haven't done too well. Independents have lost seats as well. Labour has just done really, really well.